Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Paul said, "My life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God." What's the purpose of your life? We all have to agree that this is an excellent question, but most of the time we're far too busy to be able to ask it. We may be busy with our work, our family, our church, our hobbies, our sport, or a thousand other things, and asking the biggest question of all gets put off. We promise ourselves that we'll ask it one day when we've got a bit more time. For the Apostle Paul, the moment was now, because he recognized that his life was under threat and he might not have much time left. Paul was clear that his life's work was to communicate the good news about the wonderful grace of God revealed in Jesus. What an amazing ministry he had. His leadership, teaching, example were of incalculable importance, and we're still deeply conscious of our debt to him. In all honesty, our roles are unlikely to have the same world-shaking significance as his. However, each of our lives is important. We need to make sure that we use our time well. This life isn't a rehearsal for anything, it's the real thing, and we need to ensure that we're giving our best. I have the privilege of mentoring a number of people, and our conversations are all focused on helping my mentees to reflect on the direction of their lives. Not everyone will be able to have a mentor, but it's valuable for all of us to have such highly focused conversations with someone from time to time. The busyness of life can very easily push such times of reflection to the margins, but they need to happen, and we're wise to set aside time to ensure that they do. So let me ask you this really important question. How would you describe the purpose of your life? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the gift of our lives and for every opportunity that you give us for serving you. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a really good day today.